Outside Rome today, President Bush joined the leaders of other NATO countries to officially welcome Russia into a formal partnership with the alliance. They signed a declaration creating a new NATO-Russia Council. It will work on a range of security issues, from peacekeeping to counterterrorism, as NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The word historic came up a lot at the NATO summit meeting at an airbase outside Rome today. After all, NATO was created more than 50 years ago as a response to the threat posed by the Soviet Union. Now an arrangement is in place to give Russia limited input into decision-making. Russia is not being made a member of NATO, but is rather entering into a kind of alliance with an alliance. NATO Secretary General Lord George Robertson opened the session this morning.
We meeting here today are a living contradiction of the forces which divided and weakened a continent for two generations. And for everyone who despaired during the frozen stretches of the Cold War, this gathering represents a hope of a better, saner future.
He spoke to the 20 leaders seated around the circular table, Putin among them, at what was the first official meeting of the NATO-Russia Council. Lord Robertson pointed out that the world expects a great deal from this.
Expectations that this will not just be another glitzy protocol event, but a real breakthrough. Expectations that the new NATO-Russia Council will not just talk, but will act.
5 years ago, there was a far less sweeping attempt at a partnership between Russia and NATO. It foundered. President Bush today said NATO and Russia have now overcome a decade of uncertainty. He described the new partnership as important given the growing threat of terrorism.
The attacks of September the 11th made clear that the new dangers of our age threaten all nations, including Russia. The months since have made clear that by working together against these threats, we multiply our effectiveness.
Russia will also work with NATO on non-proliferation, defense reform, search and rescue missions, and civil emergencies and disasters. Russia will not be included in matters of mutual defense among NATO members, nor will Russia have any say over what nations can join the alliance. President Putin, speaking through an interpreter, seemed to acknowledge that Russia has yet to earn the full trust of the rest of the world.
Being realists, we must remember that the relations between Russia and the North Atlantic Alliance have been historically far from straightforward. We have come a long way, though, from confrontation to dialogue and from confrontation to cooperation. And we must understand this Rome Declaration is building fundamentally new relationships, although this is only beginning.
Putin said that Russia knows it must build ties with the West, adding that it's impossible to overestimate the significance of what happened in Rome today. The White House sees it the same way, feeling that such connections only increase the chances that the positive changes underway in Russia will take hold. Don Gagne, NPR News, traveling with the president in Rome.